And welcome to pod 37 of the official Palace pod. I'm Chris Griss from Palace TV, which you can watch on the official Palace app, YouTube, our website eagles.cbfc.co.uk, and all of our social media channels, mostly Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. I'm recording these links this week from one of the interview rooms at Selhurst Park at the end of the tunnel where the managers and players do their post-match interviews after the games. It's been great this season at Selhurst Park, actually. No defeats so far, 2 wins, 2 draws, lots of fun. Talking of lots of fun, what is on the podcast this week? Well, we end with Roy Hodgson's press conference, as always. I chat to Statman in the stands. We also hear from Cheku Kuyate, who's talking to Premier League Productions. But before all that, the fans have voted for their Mamba X Player of the Month for September, and the winner is Gary Cahill. How great has he been since he joined the club? I caught up with him to give him the award. Gary, congratulations on winning Player of the Month for September, voted for by the fans. Does that mean a lot?
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, I've just come to the club, so I'm delighted to have got this. I want to thank the fans. And also want to thank the teammates and you know, the staff around the training ground that's helped me settle in so fast. So I appreciate that. I've enjoyed it, and plenty of more hard work to come.
Team in a nice position in the league at the moment. September didn't start that well with the Spurs game, but much improvement in Wolves and then Norwich.
Yeah, definitely. The Spurs game was a bit of a slap across our face. I think we knocked off on that game in that game, and it was unlike us from what I've seen from when I first come. So we quickly rectified that and got back to kind of performances that we expect, and yeah, this month's been okay for us. So we've put ourselves in a good position to start of the season, and like I said, plenty more hard work to come with a tough month for next month.
Yeah, for you personally, like, how do you feel your first 2 months have gone at Palace?
I feel they've gone well. For me, first and foremost, like I said when I first signed, I wanted to come in, I wanted to try and impact the team and the squad. Again, I'm thankful to the players for welcoming me and such an easy group to get on with. And then, you know, we try and adapt my work rate and try and kind of rub off on the players if I can, and learn off them and what they're about. So it's been great, and it's been quite simple to settle in. And for me, it was about getting my fitness levels up to where they should be and showing that I can perform on a consistent basis. So I was confident I could do that. And I'm grateful for the platform to go out and do that again.
You've had a few centre-back partners already this season. Martin Kelly, the most recent one. Did you ever train with him at England before? Because I know he replaced you in the Euro 2012 squad, didn't he? Way back then. Did you ever play with him before?
Yeah, no, I've never played. I've never obviously played in any games with him. I've been aware of him. I've seen him play in the Premier League for many years. He's got a lot of appearances here. And he's a great player, so he's a good pedigree at Liverpool. You know, he was there for a reason, and no, it's been good. I think the partnership's worked. Like you said, for myself, I played with him. I played with Scott Dan in the Cup, and I played the second half of the Cup, and obviously Sacco as well, although he was injured. So I've gone from the right to the left to the right, and everyone I've played with has been good. But this is what I mean, touching back on what I said earlier. When you first come to a club, you want to kind of learn strengths and weaknesses of everybody, and likewise they need to learn the strengths and weaknesses of me and my ability, and then you can kind of gel together. So I feel that it's working well. Defensively as a whole team, we've been doing okay, so I just hope that continues.
And finally, we've got a run coming up, playing a lot of teams that are at the top end of the table at the moment. But first of all, West Ham, they're having a good season so far. What can we expect from them at the weekend?
Yeah, they are. They've had a good start to the season. They're a good football club. And I think it'll be a tough game, especially away from home. It's a big stadium. But nevertheless, you know, we're in good form at the moment. So I feel if we continue in that way, there's certainly nothing to fear in that game. But of course, you have to be respectful of them and the players they have and the start they've made. So I think two teams that are, you know, doing okay with in terms of confidence at the moment, and two teams that have started the season pretty well.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Cheers for that.
Thank you.
Gary James Cahill there, who's been fantastic so far this season. And here is another player who's had a great season in central midfield. He seems to be winning so many tackles in recent games. And he sat down with Premier League Productions, is Cheku Kuyate.
How pleased are you with the way the team have started the season?
Yeah, it's very, very, it's very good. It's no bad, because we working hard for that. Yeah, the old player work very, very good, and yeah, the staff also did this year very good job, and yeah, we know the season is so far now. Just we say we need to stay humble, continue work hard, because we have too many hard games they're gonna come.
And individually, how pleased are you with the way you have started the season?
Yeah, it's very good, but I can do more. Yes, I'm happy to play for this team, to do my job for help this team, and yeah, now it's I'm happy, but I can do more.
What can you give? What do you want to give to the Crystal Palace team this season?
Yeah, we need to take game by game. You know, the season is long. Yeah, we're gonna have too many games they're gonna come. Now we take game by game, and yeah, try to win too many games, home game or away, or take some point there. Yeah, it's no easy job, but we just need to believe us to ourselves. Yeah, I believe for this team we can do something special for this season.
And did that win against Manchester United back on match day 2 prove that you can beat any of the top teams this season?
No, because anything can happen for this Premier League. Yeah, we have too many strong team. Like every game is hard. Like you see, last week we win against Norwich, but it's a hard game. It's not easy. Yeah, we just need to, because we beat Manchester United. After we speak, yeah, we can beat any other team. No. If we want to beat another team, we need to work hard. We need to give everything in the field. Yeah, just focus and after wait and see.
And where do you hope to finish in the table this season?
Maybe champions. Yes, we're gonna try. We're gonna try to finish better than last season, because we have some ambition this season, and we start good. Just stay humble and continue to work hard and play as team. Maybe in the end we're gonna have something. We don't know.
And West Ham next. What's it like for you when you play against your former team?
Yeah, it's very, very special for me for this game. Yeah, it's very intense if you play for your former team like West Ham, because this team give me what I want, because my dream when I young, I want to play in Premier League, and this opportunity West Ham give me this opportunity, and I have 4 unbelievable years there, or 5 I think unbelievable years there. I never forget there, but this week is very special for me, and maybe we're gonna win there. I don't know.
And you must have fond memories of playing at the London Stadium. You scored the first ever goal there. What was that moment like?
Yes, it's very unbelievable, because before the game in the dressing room, all players talking, we're gonna score the first goal in the Premier League. And I don't say I'm gonna score, because we have the striker there. But my first goal there for this stadium is unbelievable. I never forget there. After I scored the second one, this day is it's crazy, and it's very, very unbelievable. Yeah.
And if you happen to score on Saturday, will you celebrate?
No, I'm happy to score, but celebrate, I don't think so. But I'm gonna happy if we win there. Yeah, if we take some point there, because yeah, we need some point. But we know West Ham is a very good team. It's very very hard to play there, and yeah, we're gonna go there to fight for give everything to have something.
As you say, you're up against a good team. They're currently in fifth. What are you expecting from your former teammates?
Yeah, I said that before in the beginning. We just need to stay humble, to continue the work hard, play as team. Yeah, because if we play as team, we are stronger. Because this year, yeah, this is the powerful for our team. Yeah, we just need to play together and one team. And if we do that, yeah, we're gonna have something.
Some really tough games coming up for you now. West Ham, Man City, Arsenal, Leicester, Chelsea. What do you need to do to get good results in these matches?
Yes, you know, we play football to play for this unbelievable team like West Ham, like Liverpool, Manchester City, Chelsea or Arsenal. This is very, 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 very good game. But this is also tough game. And yeah, we need to work hard. We need to believe ourselves, and yeah, just we need to focus and take game by game. And we need to fight in if we want to take some point after.
You've said before that you think the Premier League is the best league in the world. Why do you say this? What are your reasons?
Yes, because I remember I'm young. I'm still in Senegal. All kids there looking at the TV, the Premier League, and you see the fans every time behind the team, support the team 90 minutes. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The game go left or right. Yeah, you don't have time. You have to play. Every time you have the ball, the fans want. Yeah, you go forward. Yeah, it's very very crazy and. All young players in Africa love to play in Premier League. This is the dream for too many players.
And you know the Premier League well. Would you say it's the most competitive that it's ever been?
Yes, you know, it's every game is hard. Like if you see, okay, if Liverpool play like against one team, if Liverpool want to win this game, he need to fight this game. It's not an easy game. If you want to take one point, you need to fight for this point. But if you come to say, okay, today is an easy game because we play small team, because we have big team. No, this is not true. If you want something, you need to fight for that.
You're still only 29, but do you see yourself spending the rest of your career here playing in the Premier League?
I don't know. You know, we don't know what's gonna happen. In football, take a season by season, and after we're gonna know, because if you say you're gonna stay here, you know, nobody know what happen tomorrow. But now I'm enjoying my football here for this unbelievable country. For me, the Premier League is the best league ever.
And what would you say, finally, a successful season would be for Crystal Palace? What are your goals and objectives now?
Finish better than last season. Yes, because we have some objectives, but I gotta talk this one here. Just continue for everything we do, because you know you see all players play hard. They are. Like hungry, they want to have something this season. Every time, if we don't take point, I remember last 2 weeks we draw against Wolves. After the game, I saw all players is angry because we draw. You know, this is very good. You know, for the mentality, it's very good for the team, because you see in all player face they are hungry to take some point. This is very good for the team.
And you finished in 12th last season. So what would you need to do to finish in the top 10?
Yeah, just continue work hard. And every time if you play one game, after it's finished, just we need to focus for the next one. Because all game is very, very hard. Like this week, we have one game in London Stadium against West Ham. So if you want to have something, like we do to do something this Saturday there.
Perfect.
Cheku Kiyate there, not just a great player, but the happiest man in the world as well. Here's another happy soul, Statman, who I had to go searching for at Selhurst, and I eventually found him.
Statman. Statman.
Yep, I found him at the back of the Holmesdale, Blocky.
Blocky, a place you've not been for a while, have you, Chris?
I've not been in the stands since FC Met away, pre-season friendly, when I went with my dad, my father-in-law.
The big one. Do you remember it well? 0-0? Was that away?
Away, it was under De Boer, wasn't it? Wasn't it 1-1-all? I can't remember. It was.
I'll tell you what's historic about that. I think that was the first game we streamed. Wasn't it live?
No, we streamed a few before that. But that one was a failure.
That's why I remember it well. That one was a failure. Did we half stream it and then it cut down?
Okay. It wasn't our fault. It was the people that were just streaming, because there was a company already doing it there.
Yeah.
They were supposed to provide us with internet. To be honest, this is what I was told, because I turned my phone off because I didn't want to. It was my day off and I didn't want to see what
damage
was happening. So as soon as I got to the stadium, I'm turning this off because, apparently they didn't provide internet.
Yeah.
And what they did wasn't good enough.
Right. So you say you didn't want to be a part of that car crash?
No, nothing to do with me, Governor. we all got locked in at the end by the police.
Why? What happened?
I don't know. There was tear gas. Someone stole a flag. It was pretty tame.
And that was the last time Chris was in the stands. The last time tear gas was used at a Palace game.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, I'll be honest.
No.
I normally enjoy the stands, but it was a lot of impatient fans, because obviously we're trying a new style, and it was just shoot. Yeah. Just what is all this for? Passing it around. Just shoot.
I think that's it. That's a nail on the head.
I do really, really miss going to games, I'll be honest. Celebrating a goal properly.
Yeah, I do miss it. Well, we're doing what I don't think anyone's ever done before when they're in this area of the stadium. We're sat down.
Yes, exactly. Everyone has a seat provided for them.
It's weird. It's like it's never been sat on. It's lovely. So clean, remarkably clean.
We're watching. You might hear some buzzing in the background. That's a lawnmower. We're watching the groundsman, Bruce, our head groundsman, cutting the grass here at Selhurst, and it's fascinating to watch. We're trying to work out how they do the lines on the pitch. Is it like a carpet where you brush it one way and that's why it goes darker? Is it to do with the direction of cut?
This is what we thought, wasn't it? I mean, you and I were both clueless. We need to get Bruce on, don't we? We should run down there and get him on at once, Tash, shouldn't we?
Yeah, maybe we will. Either this week or next time.
Yeah.
We should do a whole thing on that, really. I'm fascinated. He's got like orange bits of string to make sure he's got straight lines.
And the lights from Norway?
Are they from Norway?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Why do we have to get them from Norway?
Because there's parts of Norway that don't see the sun for like half of the year. So the fake lights that they produce are the strongest you can possibly have in the world. So that is replicating sunlight in its enormity.
That is fascinating stuff, and
just
I hope it's true.
None of that's true.
Is this the type of thing you'd do on your tour?
It is,
when
mate.
You used to tell people that Dave Clark 5 did a concert here at Selhurst. Actually, I've never talked. So for you listeners, right, once I was told, we need to do something for the anniversary of Dave Clark doing the Dave Clark 5 doing a concert at Selhurst. And I said, I don't think he ever did one. Yeah, that's why we got the song. No, we just had the song because it was a popular song in the 60s and then people started banging it at the stadium. And where did you hear this? Well, tells people in his tour... Oh, I've given your name away. We'll have to beep that out. tells people when he does stadium tours.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, did it?
I got in a lot of trouble. Yeah, I don't know where I got that from. I've not just made that up. Honestly, I've learned that from someone And I think it's just like Chinese whispers. It's passed on. But you've somehow thought, oh, we've got to the head of it. This is where the lie came from.
Not me, I was told, and I straight away went, don't think that happened.
No, but I love how we started planning an anniversary of this fake concert.
Someone got in touch with Dave Clark's record company to see if they could touch base with him.
We were trying to find out if he still performs. And he's like 83 or something. And he was going to come down. Oh, God. Oh, what a mistake. Yeah, but I tell you what, I still prefer it now. My tours, it makes so much more sense. Because what you just said there, oh, it's a song in the 60s and fans just loved it. Ah, that's all well and good. But I like the fact he was down here at Selhurst performing. And the fans just thought, yeah, I can see it now. That's our song. And they started singing it on the terraces off the back of that, off the back of that concert.
No, you completely fabricated. Right, moving on.
Right.
Anything else to report? Have you been up to anything exciting?
What have I been up to this week? God, it's just been a normal week, mate. What have we got coming in the news? I suppose we know who's won Player of the Month, but we can't possibly say.
Yeah, we're announcing it as we talk. It's being posted. Yeah, Gary Cahill.
Yeah.
Who's on the pod today talking about winning that award.
Good. Oh, well, there we go. Talk about link. Smooth link up.
Yeah. Well, I've already listened to it, so. But yeah, smooth.
Okay. Well, fully deserved, though. I think, I mean, I was talking about this in the pub last night with a bunch of Palace fans, you'd be pleased to know. And it was saying that must be the best free transfer of the summer. Like, the thing that we can't realise as well, Arsenal, they've gone for Louise over Cahill. My God, what a mental decision that is. We've absolutely got the better of the two, though.
Yeah, you could say that. I agree. He's been very good. Guaita, I thought, was very good in September. I feel like Cahill got the vote from his performances for the whole season as a whole and being a good leader of that defence on the pitch, as opposed to glorious things he did in the month of September.
Yeah. Well, he's had to be patient, Guaita, hasn't he? Like, when he first came in, I remember all the accolades. We're looking at, you know, you do your normal YouTube, especially you go straight on, don't you? Give me one of those two-minute clips of nothing but saves or goals. But we're looking at that, looked impressive, but it was more the accolades he's won. He'd won, like, La Liga Goalkeeper of the Season for, like, two seasons running.
Had he?
At least one season.
Yeah. No, I think you might be making stuff up. I think you might have come second. Go on.
No. He won it 1 year. I'm sure. I'll look it up as we speak.
I have to fact check you now.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. But anyway, but even if, you know, it immensely strong to have been in that position then.
Yeah,
but
he had a great...
He had to be patient, didn't he? Hennessy was in fine form, I think, in the back of last season. And fair play to Hodgson. He sticks with you if your form's good, doesn't he? And in the end, I think it was Wayne had an injury, didn't he, last season?
Yeah.
And that was enough. Guaita came in, never looked back. I think we just look incredibly solid now. Calm as well. I think we look very... Cahill, such a calming presence.
Yeah, he's
there,
brilliant, isn't he?
Actually,
Sean Derry spoke really well about him on the 5-Year Plan podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to that this week. It's very, very good. Great interview with him. Much better than us. He said that just Cahill walks like someone who's won things.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Well, I love just having Premier League winners in that squad now. You've got him, Schlupp. I think Van Aanholt's got a Premier League winners medal at Chelsea.
No.
Hasn't he?
No. He won't have played enough.
But he was in the squad.
He was at the club.
Yeah, okay, he was part of a team that won. But anyway, I think just him, he's got that winning mentality, hasn't he? And that I've been here, I've done it before mentality, which is fantastic. And now you look at the centre backs we've had, and we've got, sorry, at the club now, Martin Kelly, who I think is the epitome of professionalism. Every time he's called up, he does a phenomenal job, doesn't he? And I think he's fantastic. And then on rotation with Sacco, Tompkins, and our main man Cahill, I think we've got the basis of an incredible.
Scott Dan as well.
And Scott Dan, yeah, exactly. I think we've got immensely strong defence. And Wood's up and coming.
Sam Wood's the young man. Put him on, give him a go.
Are these back to your Mets days now?
Yeah. Right, get your bit of paper out. Because so far you've just made stuff up, but now I want actual stats and facts.
I can't believe you've thrown me in with that Dave Clark story. I got an email about that saying... In future, can you please stay away?
To beep your name out again.
Oh, yes, sorry. Statman, in future, can you please stay away from telling lies on your tour? It's really not good. Anyway, let's get some facts. Let's get some cold, hard facts as produced to you by Opta. So I'm not going to lie, if you look at my sheet of paper, sometimes you'll see it's full of greens, which means I've got a positive stat coming your way. I don't actually have a red highlighter, but so it's full of pinks. It's not good reading, mate, at all against West Ham. And I'm surprised. Once it was so bad, our record against Man United, you cut this segment out. Do you remember this?
No, really?
Last season, we have Man U coming up, and you're like, I know we've not beaten them ever in the Premier League. We've got a dreadful record. Let's just skip that stat man bit. And you cut me.
Oh, no, I might have just been too busy.
Yeah. Right, let me go into it anyway, because I think you've got a right to know. So West Ham, let's look at them then against Palace. They're unbeaten in their last 8 against us. So we've had 8 shots against them. We've drawn 4 and we've lost 4. And obviously won none. Our last win against them came in 2015 at Upton Park. Do you remember it?
I remember. I was working at the club at the time, but
yep. Your main man was manager. Your favourite?
Yeah, part, super part. Yeah, yeah. But I wasn't doing away games then. It wasn't part of my job. I think I was still only 3 days a week part-time.
They didn't know what you were capable of, did they?
No.
No. Right. Anyway, sorry, you were telling your story.
Sorry, more about me. No, that's it. It was the Glenn Murray one where he scored 2 and got sent off, right?
There we go. And who got the third?
Scott Dan.
There we go. Well done, mate.
Watched the video of it this week.
Oh, right, yeah. Not so well done. But still, yeah, that was our last win there. London Stadium's not been going well for us. Played 3 there, lost 2 of them, and drew 1. So, yeah, yet to pick up a win there. The other thing as well, how are West Ham looking? They're looking pretty damn good this season, aren't they? Obviously lost that opening game against Man City, but since then they've been unbeaten in their last 6 Premier League games. And they've won 4 of those 6, obviously. Absolutely cruising past Man U last home game. So slightly nervy about that, as I think we're just hearing the stand coming down beneath us. No, let's carry on. Right, let's look at London derbies. Let's try and get some sort of positive stat here. Here's one for you. West Ham have lost more Premier League London derbies than any other side. 97. What that doesn't tell you is that they've obviously been in the Premier League more.
Longer, yeah. And then playing against Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea more than anyone else.
Exactly, yeah, other than us. And more negatively, we actually have the highest, have the lowest win rate of any London club there. So that's not as good at all. We've won 22 of 97 London derbies. So not as strong when it comes there, but obviously tough games, London derbies. And let's look at most recently as well. West Ham have seemed to have got the knack for a London derby. They've won their last 3 home Premier League London derbies. So, I'm not too positive in that respect.
Fans of a stupidly superstitious nature will be pleased to know that I'm not at the game this weekend. Because obviously last season I missed all the good away wins. I've got a double wedding weekend this weekend. Wedding Saturday, wedding Sunday.
I mean, just, do you know, that very sentence just says everything you need to know about Chris Grierson. One, his personal life. He's got it figured out. Chris, will you please come to my wedding? I'll push it back to Sunday. So he's going to 2. Secondly, the fact that Palace play so well when he's not there. The pressure is off the boys. They know. Chris isn't watching, is he? Oh, right, we'll pull it out. Man City 3-2. Burnley 3-1. Leicester. All those wins. Yeah, I mean, I'm now much more confident, having known that. Yeah,
we're going to win. I wasn't there last season and we lost.
But we
scored a couple of goals, so.
We scored a few goals.
We were winning at one
point. Yeah, you don't get points for that, do you? But we were winning at one stage. It's got to turn at some stage. Let's look at... Let me just get rid of these negative ones. We'll look at the managers then. I like to think, well, has the manager got a good record against that team? Hodgson doesn't particularly like playing against West Ham at all. He's never won an away game against West Ham. That's in 6 attempts. He's lost 4. And Pellegrini loves playing against Crystal Palace. He's won his 4 matches against Crystal Palace with all of his teams by an aggregate score of 11-2. Obviously, a lot of that was with Man City, though. So, yeah. And let me just go, I don't know, let's go some sort of positive or something interesting. Not that I endorse betting, but what I think's going to happen, and that is that I think we're going to see a penalty kick. Why? And he say, well,
why?
Thank you. Well, no side has won more penalties in the Premier League since we got promoted in 2013-14, which is pretty amazing. We've won 46 penalties. And off the back of that, no team has given away more penalties than West Ham with 39. So it does point towards a pen. And there's been three in the last four. There's been three penalties in the last four Premier League games between Palace and West Ham.
Here's a question. Palace get a penalty. Who's taking it?
Great question. Luka not playing. Well, this is where you, being at the training ground, will know more than me. Because have they been practicing it?
I've been dragged here to the stadium and they're training now. I didn't see anyone practicing yesterday. Listening to the team, Wilf has said in the past that he wouldn't mind taking penalties.
Yeah, well, he wins enough of them, so you like to think he would. Does Jordan Ayew take a pen?
Yeah, he took one in the Colchester game, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe not have Townsend take it. He was the one that missed, wasn't he?
Yeah. Although Luka has missed penalties in the past. So
yes.
And Townsend has scored a penalty for us in the FA Cup against Spurs.
True.
Yeah. So wouldn't want to write off Mr. Townsend.
I think we're going Wolf, I think. Don't you?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, there we go. Well, we'll have to see.
No, I just like to say I do not know. I don't know anything.
Okay. Well, it's a mystery. We'll look out and see. Having heard all that horrible negativity, but the fact that you're not here on Saturday, what is Grierson's predictions?
My prediction for the game is a 3-1 away victory for Crystal Palace.
Always. What I love. You know, like Mark Lawrenson, when he does his predictions every week. And then he puts together like the league table after it. Yeah. Yours, when I've asked you, you've never predicted anything other than a Palace win. In your mind, Palace win the league with 100 points every season.
More than 100 points? What's the...
38 times 9, 3.
8,
what's 8 times 3? Oh, this is dreadful. Can we edit this out, please, Tom?
38 times 90 plus... 114
points. That's what we win the league by, isn't it? You've never even predicted a draw. I don't know why I ask.
Because I don't want a draw.
I know you don't want one.
Basically, the way I'd say, I always predict a Palace win because I want Palace to win.
Yeah.
But I also want my prediction to be right.
Yeah.
So if I predict a draw, then I'll be like, well, I want Palace to win, but I predicted a draw. Yeah. So I've got a slight. I don't want my prediction to be wrong.
You'd rather Palace win.
Yeah.
Selfless man.
Yeah.
We've got a guy who used to work with us. Shout out to Adam Chapman.
Chapo! Lance, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sorry. He now, because it means that much to him, he bets against Palace. He bets on them losing so that if they lose, like, oh, at least I've got a tenner. You know? And he doesn't mind. Obviously, if we win, it's like, oh, brilliant. I don't mind about the money I've thrown away. And also he can finally bet on football, having worked in the football industry for the last 3-4 years. So I think he's enjoying a bet as well. But yeah, I wonder, there's probably...
Gamble responsibly, by the way.
Yeah, do please, gamble away. But there is, I reckon there's a number of fans that do that. Don't you? I wasn't very tempted because I don't bet in football. But I would have been tempted for the semi-final Croatia-England World Cup. I just could sense a bit of pain there.
And we weren't that great in that World Cup. Come on.
We got to the semis, mate.
Yeah, played against weak teams. Lost how many times? 3 times, was it? Twice to Belgium.
You can only beat what's put out in front of you.
And Harry Kane with the worst Golden Boot winning selection of goals that I've ever seen.
Well, I'm so sorry it wasn't up to scratch.
Well, I'm not that much of an international football fan, I have to admit.
Don't do it, man. I'm going to Kosovo away in a few weeks' time.
What a loser. Yeah. No, do you know what? I used to love international football. I remember.
What broke your heart? What ended
I just
it
stopped
you?
Caring so much. It was after, do you know, I think it was when David Healy scored a winning goal for Northern Ireland against England.
Yeah.
And I was actually just like, that's actually quite funny. I didn't mind. And I was like, oh, I don't mind anymore. There's just something about it. I still get excited major tournaments, but not as much as... I don't get as disappointed. If we lose, I'm just a bit numb to it.
Yeah. That scares me, though, that love just Palace. Disappeared. Well, yeah, I was going to say... what's
love
to
never
say?
Goes from Palace.
Well, why? Why Palace? Then why
I just love Palace. Just exciting. Palace is life, isn't it?
Is England not life?
No.
You're as English as they come.
No, I'm not. I've got an Antiguan passport.
Oh, right,
to go with my British one.
There we
Thank
go.
You.
Okay. Sorry, Antigua and Barbuda. Sorry. Yes. Yeah, well, I don't know with England. I think it's there's a much better connection, isn't there, with the fans and the team than there certainly was. The era you're describing was really where I think there was a lot of detachment that started to form, wasn't it? The Sven days.
Yeah, I loved Italia 90. I loved Euro 96.
Yeah.
France 98 was great. And probably after that, maybe like the Euro 2000. Oh, no, because Japan and South Korea 2002. I remember all those morning games.
Enjoyed that.
I was at drama school watching it. In the mornings in the student bar in my jockstrap and my ballet tights.
Sorry, mate. Can we know more about this past? Your jockstrap and your ballet tights?
Yeah, did 3 years training, musical theatre. Oh, had to dance. Yeah.
If anyone's looking to get a career at Crystal Palace, it's what you need to do. You need 3 years at drama school.
Yeah. Singing, dancing, acting, triple threat, please. Right, it's 20 minutes now, so our time's up. Have you got anything else?
No, I'm going to be real. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to say we'll score a pen, but we lose 3-1.
And on that note, right, let's go straight to it. Now, let's go straight from Statman to the final section of the podcast. Can you guess what it might be?
I think it might be a presser.
It is. Here's Roy Hodgson answering the same old questions.
Roy, thank you for your time this afternoon. Rob, what are your thoughts looking ahead to the West Ham game, bearing in mind both sides are in good form at the moment?
Yeah, I'm obviously pleased to be going there with a few points in the bag. It'll be a very tough fixture, it always is when we play against them there. So we're looking forward to the game, but we know also that it'll be a tough ask for us because they're in very good form, as their own results have shown up to this point.
You've got decent away form both this season and last season. How important is that going into this game? Does it give the players an extra confidence?
I'm not so certain that we analyse going into games, you know, what sort of form we've been in over a period of time. I think we just analyse it more in terms of our preparation, about the problems we're going to face, the questions we're going to have to answer, which the opposition are going to pose, and how we can pose the questions of our own, which will give them some problems to answer. And then we really look at it more in terms of the week-to-week build-up to the game and the game ahead, rather than, well, where are we form-wise over a period of time.
No Luka Milivojevic, so what's the plans without him?
Well, luckily in the midfield area we do have options, we have possibilities there. It's not one of the areas where we are maybe short of options, so it'll be quite a simple case of replacing him with another one of the midfield players, although we are disappointed to lose him after 5 bookings so early in the season, because he is such an important cog in our wheel, and it's not one that we would have wanted really to lose going into a game of this magnitude.
Any other injury news for us?
Only Mamadou. Mamadou Sakho is the only player from the senior squad that is still unavailable, but he's making good strides, so I'm rather hoping that after this international break, which follows after our game on Saturday, he will be arguably back in contention as well, but I can't say that for certain, but he's making good strides. It's not an injury which is projected to keep him out for a longer period of time.
What do you make of Wilfred Zaha's performance, especially the last couple of games, where he's helped create the penalty against Norwich and then played on the winner as well for Manchester?
Well, I'm frightened to say too much in case I jinx it, because he's actually been good. His performance has been very good, and he seems to be in a good place in terms of his attitude towards, you know, the club and the team and playing football. And of course, when that is the case, we know we have a major asset, if you like, that can help us win matches. So I'm rather hoping he'll bring that form that we've seen certainly in the last 2 home games when we play tomorrow, because we know that Wilf Zaha in that type of form is a potential match winner.
Do you think he's starting to look like the player you've had in previous seasons?
Well, he's never really lost that, to be fair, Wilf. I mean, you know, I think we've said before there might have been a game or two when I threw him straight back in when it was still a bit raw, the fact that he'd not got the transfer move he'd wanted. But there's never been the case since then. But, of course, these players of his type that are what we used to call flair players, you know, they have an exceptional ability. There's always going to be highs and lows in their performances because they play on such small margins. But we trust him, we believe in him, and I'm just hoping that, as you rightly pointed out, his last performances have been very good and he'll keep them going.
do you think much further down the line? Because your set of fixtures coming up do look quite tricky.
Yes, of course you do. I mean, we don't project far into the future, but we're always projecting 3 or 4 games into the future. You know, the teams we're going to be playing starting tomorrow are all teams that are in the top half of the table, or if they aren't in the top 5 or 6, they should be there. So it's going to be a big period coming up for us. But the fact is, you know, when you start the season that there'll be those periods, and you know that, you know, there's 20 teams in the league, and many of those 19 that you'll face are going to be very good teams and very, very hard to beat. So it's just a question, I think, of keeping grounded, keeping your feet on the ground, and keeping the preparation on a weekly basis and not looking much beyond, right, what's the next game, what have we got to do to try and maximise our chances of getting a good result, and then that game finishes and then you turn to the next one. Well, how long have we got now to try and prepare for, in our case, it would be Manchester City.
How pleased were you with last week's performance, and what has it done for the squad? Or bearing in mind you've put Meyer and Townsend on late and they've helped create them.
Yeah, that was good. The substitutes worked very well for us last week, and they both made a very good contribution. I mean, goal scorers, of course, always make major contributions, but they both did well, I think, apart from the goals, with their performance, and that was very pleasing. And basically, I suppose, what was the question again? Now, was the guy called out with Townsend and Max?
And put them on late.
They both made a major contribution, and we need that. I mean, all. It's a squad game more and more, and you are getting more and more dependent upon what is behind you on the bench in terms of enabling you to change things around and maybe freshen the team up, you know, replace very weary players, players who are tired, replace them with fresh legs and players who can come on and change things around a bit. And I thought last week's performance, because I think that was the original question, was a good one. I think it was good, you know, throughout the game, and it was a very important one because the last minute goal, you know, the 96th minute goal against Wolves, was obviously very, very hard to take, you know, in a game which we also thought we'd done enough and probably deserved to get the 3 points. To lose 2 points in that way, it does affect you. It affects you mentally, you know, it affects moods, it can even affect confidence. So it was strong, I thought, of the players to be able to put that behind them as quickly as we did and go out and give another very similar performance as we'd given against Wolves, against Norwich, and get the 3 points this time. So that was actually a more important victory than many people will have realised.
Hello, Roy. Hello. Hi. You've already mentioned that you recognise that West Ham will pose a tough test for Crystal Palace.
Sure.
Manuel Pellegrini said he thinks his team are much better this season than they were last season. Would you agree with his assessment of his team, and do you believe that your Palace side are a better team this season than they were last?
I would agree with him that they're a very good team. I couldn't make comparisons, you know, I'm not prepared to sort of back him up on that they're better this season, because I can't make that comparison. I don't know how good they were last year vis-a-vis how good they are this year, but I know they're very, very good this year. And no, I would say that we are fairly similar at the moment to where we were last year. We haven't made any major changes. We haven't done what so many clubs have done and, you know, bought in lots of, you know, new and in many cases expensive players. We haven't actually done that, but I don't think we're certainly any worse than we were last year. And hopefully we will continue to keep that high standard up.
This early in the season, do you look at the league table? And if so, are you pleased with where you are at the moment?
Yes, of course I'm pleased with where we are at the moment with the number of points we've taken, but we do have a very difficult period of fixtures coming up, and it can change so quickly. You know, being ahead of the curveball, as it were, as we are at the moment with 11 points from 7 games, that can so easily change, because you can lose games in a row in this league, and certainly you can unless you're one of the really top teams that don't lose that often. But most of us, we go through periods where defeats come our way, and it's very easy, unfortunately, for those defeats to pile up, because the number of teams in the league that are capable of beating us are numerous. So we're very much aware of those things, but there's no point in concerning yourself with that. You have to concern yourself with the game that's ahead of you, and make certain that in the time you've got for preparation, which in most cases is 1 week, you do your level best to make certain the players are as prepared as they can be when they go on the field for what they're going to face, and they're in the best possible mental and physical form. That's the job of a manager and coach, and that's what we try and do here without concerning ourselves too much on what the future holds far ahead, because we don't have crystal balls and you never quite know what's around the corner.
Apart from the Tottenham game, are you quite pleased with the goals conceded, Colm?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Tottenham game unfortunately put a huge dent in it, but we came across Tottenham at a time when they were under a little bit of pressure themselves after one or two results which hadn't gone their way, and they came out that day and really played exceptionally well in the first certainly 30 minutes of the game and scored two very, very good goals, and we assisted with you know, two mistakes of our own which meant that we came in at half time looking down the barrel of a gun, but luckily we put that right, so you know, at least we got 60 minutes of a clean sheet in that game, but unfortunately the first 30 minutes blew us away.
No Fabianski for West Ham, does that make them easier to play? Because he has been an impressive goalkeeper for them, hasn't he?
He's done very well for them, but I mean the fact is I'm very sure, without knowing a lot about Roberto, the goalkeeper that had been brought in as a cover for Fabianski, that he's a very good goalkeeper too. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been signed by West Ham. And we're all going to face periods of time in the season where a player that's done well for us, a player that's one of the first names on the team sheet under normal circumstances, can't be on the team sheet. They've lost an important player in Fabianski. We've lost an important player in Luka Milivojevic, but that is part and parcel of football life, not just Premiership football life. That's football in any league throughout the ages. You have to learn to deal with those things, and I think it's a huge mistake to start basing any tactics or any strategy or any thoughts you may have about the game on the absence of one player, because most teams have got a player who can go in and do an equally good job.
Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure.
Roy, what problem do you expect in West Ham to give you tomorrow?
I've got a very dangerous front line, that's for sure. An expensively assembled front line, but three very, very good quality players. They have quality players right the way throughout the team. They're very capable of scoring goals. There's no question of that, you know, with the way they play and with the quality of players they have to use. So we're going to have to be very, very diligent in our defending and work very, very hard to try and stop those players getting the chances that they want and are looking for, because we know that if the chances fall their way, they're more than capable of scoring them. But they don't have any particular weaknesses that I can see anywhere in the team, and that's probably borne out by the fact that they are so high in the table and have had such a good start to the season.
Would you make of Declan Rice? Because he's had quite an incredible 18 months and now he's starting for England as well.
He's obviously done very well, but I'm not an expert on Declan Rice. I see Declan Rice play twice a year, basically, on a close range, and I see the odd TV matches as well, but I'm not the right person to be giving massive judgments or opinions on Declan Rice, other than to say that, of course, like everyone else in the country who sees him from afar, we are very impressed by his rise, very impressed by how well he's done both for his club side and now for England, and he's obviously a man with a big future. So we know that that's another one of these West Ham players I've mentioned that have quality that we've got to bear in mind we'll be facing tomorrow.
Which players are you considering in place of Luka? Because I know a lot of Crystal Palace fans are intrigued about Camarasa and where he fits into your plans this season.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see that. But I mean, he's one of the midfield players we've got that we could possibly use. But people will have to wait and see which one I want to use tomorrow, but I'm lucky enough to have alternatives.
Just finally from me, there's been some criticism this week about Christian Benteke from John Solarco. Do you think it's fair, some of the criticism he faces, and it's been a really difficult 2 years for him, do you still feel he can turn this around?
Yes, I think he can do. I don't know what criticism you're referring to. I don't know what interview you're referring to. I'm always disappointed when professionals criticise fellow professionals, even if they're ex-professionals. I think that football is a profession, and I think that you do need to be careful in terms of sort of abusing your profession in a way by criticising other professionals without probably knowing all the details you would need to know. But we here see Christian trying his level best every week to, you know, get back, if you like, to goal scoring form. We do our level best to help him, and let's hope that day will come soon.